Our first guest this afternoon is the CEO of CSO, Leroy Saunders. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well, and yourself, Alan?
I'm well, thank you. We spoke earlier today. It's my second time speaking to you, and it's always a pleasure to be chatting to you, even though sometimes the topics are a little bit challenging and uncomfortable to talk about. But, Leroy, it's no state secret that there has been a bit of an uptick in anti-Semitic incidents in our community. What has been happening, and should we be worried?
So, as per the document which I released, which we released yesterday, the CSO is very aware of trends, and we analyze all trends of all types of incidents that get reported to us. Over the past 2 months, we've obviously noticed a significant increase in anti-Semitic incidents specifically. And when we see this, it obviously raises our eyebrows, and it's our responsibility and our duty to keep the community informed, which is why we put out that communication, just to make everyone aware of what is actually taking place in the environment, and to make sure that they are equipped with the right tools and knowledge in order to handle these types of situations should they be facing it.
So can I ask, what is deemed to be an anti-Semitic incident? What is the your guy, what does a CSO use as a broad definition of that?
So it's a good question, because a lot of people review anti-Semitism very differently.
Sure.
From the CSO's perspective, we take all calls and all reports to us, and then we analyze what type of anti-Semitism it could be. So as an example, graffiti on the wall is classed as anti-Semitism, right, in our reporting standard, but in other organizations it might not be classed as anti-Semitism.
Gotcha.
Any hate towards Jews, we will mark as anti-Semitism in any way, shape, or form. That can be a physical assault, all the way to slander or a Facebook post against a person within the community.
And has there been any particular reason why there's been an uptick? Has there been something that's happened in the world or in politics in general, or any sort of incident that has brought about this increase?
If I had the answer to that, it would make my job a lot easier. I don't have the answer to that, and I don't know why exactly. Obviously, we're trying to analyze the situation to understand why,
sure,
but we don't really know the why, and it's just a trend at the moment. If I look at some of the criminal trends, we obviously see a rise in crime before long weekends, public holidays, festive periods, and sure, we can understand that crime is attributable to the festive period. However, when it comes to anti-Semitism, it's quite specific. So there's no triggering factor or element taking place currently that we are aware of that could have brought upon the spark at the moment.
So for us to help make your job easier, what is the best way for us as the members of the community, members of the public, what do we do when we feel that we have experienced an anti-Semitic incident?
So what's very important is to report everything to us. I harp on about two things mainly whenever I talk. Number one is awareness, and number two is reporting. There's nothing wrong with reporting something that may feel silly or might not seem serious, etc. The advice is rather report it, gets logged on our system, and let our analysts, who are professionals at their job, do the analysis of whether it is something that should have been reported or isn't something that should have been reported.
Sure.
What's very important for us is the more data we have, the more we are able to do. And in a lot of cases, when we get these incidents reported, we investigate them. And in most cases, we want to close the incidents as closed off and dealt with. So a lot of the time, we can close off these incidents and deal with them, and that's our responsibility. But we need the incidents to close off in the beginning place, or the incidents to lodge further investigations into. So that's why we want everyone to be aware and to report information to us.
So just on that point about reporting information, and I mean, we've all been there, and you know, when you call the number, and we obviously will remind you about the number shortly, and you're in a bit of a twist stunt and you're a little bit all over the place, what's important information to convey over to the CSO? What do you as the CSO need to know from us as the public when we want to report something to you guys?
So what's very important for us is any information that we could follow up on. We call it traceable information.
Sure.
So a person's name, a number, a picture, a license, a car model, the date and time when the incident took place, so we can see if we can get some of our camera footage to review what happened, etc. So any pertinent information that gives us a chance to understand and analyze the situation more. So anything that we can work with, anything tangible that can be followed up on.
Okay, got you. So I want to ask you, let's say you're in a situation where it's getting a bit volatile, and you know the person, there's the person who you now engaging with is becoming a bit violent, a bit aggressive. What do we do? Or do we need to be a hero, or do we need to just kind of put our hands up and say, what do we do? Give us a bit of guidelines as to how to deal with a situation like that.
So the number one thing is your safety is your first priority, and disengagement is the best option out there. So number one, if you're in a situation, firstly, if it's not heated and it's not physical, disengage and walk away. If it is heated and it is physical, get away, get to safety, call security and call for help, or find somewhere safe where you can put yourself in a safe location and call the CSO immediately, and we'll deal with the rest.
So just on that last point, you said call the CSO. Just to remind us, what is that number that we need to call and save in our phones now, just in case that we don't have it?
100%. It is 086-18-0018.
As simple as that. Liron, always a pleasure to chat. Thank you for imparting your valuable information to us. And look, I wish you and your organization a lot of safety. And thank you for all the hard work that you guys do and for keeping us safe and secure.